everybody. Welcome back to Inside the Laundry Room with Hannah Webb and Tara Sutton.
Hey!
How is your day truly going today, Tara?
My day has been long and tiring, mm-hmm. And I had two ticks on me today.
Oh, see, I mean...
I jinxed myself.
That will just... It's a day ruiner.
It's a day ruiner. It freaked me out.
You know me. I'd be gone. I'd be burning my limb off.
I'm like, I want to leave. I want to leave work right now. That's it. I'm going.
Oh. Well, today was like technically our Monday.
Right.
You know, being that it was just Memorial Day weekend. But that, honestly, Tara. Mm-mm. Where on your body were there?
I had one on my neck and also one on my arm.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm pretty sure the one on my neck was on my hair, and I felt something in my hair, so I itched my head, and it fell on my shirt, and I could feel something just crawl up my neck, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
Did it attach, or you just like...
No, it didn't. Oh. Thank goodness, because I was not about that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I hope your day is good now.
Yes, it is.
And you're tickless.
I know. I keep itching myself. I know that sounds horrible, but I keep itching myself thinking that I have ticks on me.
I should do a tick check on you before you leave tonight. Well, on today's episode, we are going to be talking about music.
Yes.
Did I already say that?
I don't think so.
No, I didn't. Okay. Now, obviously, there are a lot of aspects to come at this from music, but we're going to talk about genres, shows we've been to, favorite songs, genres we hate, musicals, all of the above.
Oh, I like that.
I myself came from a family who truly appreciated music and instilled that in me at a very young age. Like my dad being Colombian, was obviously into a lot of Spanish music, but he was also very much so into classic rock. So I was a classic rock baby. Like summer times, I remember, like, you know, we were cleaning. He would always throw on CCR.
Oh, yeah.
I love CCR. We did that at the barbecue this weekend. I did it. Yes. And someone's like, oh, no, Edgar's got control of the radio already. I'm like, no, that's me, man.
That's you.
He taught me. That was like in college, you know, my music taste had obviously changed from middle school. But my dad, one Christmas, he was so excited and got me a Led Zeppelin and a CCR CD. And I was like, wow, I've come a long way from Britney Spears.
Hey. No, that's awesome. My mom was the same way. My dad, not so much, but my mom really educated us with all different types of music. Mm-hmm. And we learned, you know, I was learning 70s and 60s songs at a very young age.
Yeah.
And that's cool, though. Now I'm like, I'm so cool, man. I know these artists. And then, you know,
you're a musical person in general. Like, you just...
I like
talk
everything.
About going to the bathroom, you make a song out of it. Oh my gosh. Going to pee.
I know.
But that's good. That probably comes from the background of, you know, listening to different types of music. It just kind of makes you theatrical.
Oh, yeah.
For me, though, I haven't changed in, I think, 5 years. I really love electronic music.
EDM.
EDM.
I do too.
Yeah, we've both been to Tomorrow World.
Yes. That was interesting and awesome at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Talk about an experience.
Everyone was friendly. It wasn't like any other concert or festival I've ever been to, in mm-hmm. my opinion. Everyone was happy. Everyone was friendly. There was no fights. There was... You know, it was just laid back, and it was awesome. It really was a great experience.
It was like a family. You know what I mean? Like, everybody there was taking care of each other, educating each other, keeping each other safe. I don't know. If you needed anything, the campsite next to you would give it to you.
Right.
Or they were always asking if you needed anything, which was fantastic.
How would you compare that to Country Fest? You've been to Country Fest, correct?
Yes, I did. I went 1 year. It was a great experience. I myself, we'll get into this a little more later, but I'm not a huge country fan, never have been. But my friends who were going were, and I was like, this sounds like a good time. And plus, I'm from the country, so I know how... Country fans.
You know how to act.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
You're homegrown, Hannah.
I'm homegrown. I brought out my cowboy boots and my overalls and everything. So I wanted to fit in.
Yes.
I wanted to appear as though I liked it. And it was so fun. Honestly, it was, I'm not going to say as lovey, but as far as everybody being nice and, you know, hanging out and getting along with each other, it was that kind of atmosphere. But Tomorrow World was much more of like, you like bonded with people.
Right.
Like, I still message people from that festival, and it's based off the fact, like, we were just camping next to each other.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Country Fest. Now, although Tomorrow World was very much about partying, Country Fest just seemed more like crack a beer in your head and chug it.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Beer bongs.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is so much fun. But I think the whole electronic community, electronic music, is very much like that. It continues even to shows that you go to. People are like giving you hugs like you've known them for 20 years and you literally just met them by the bathroom.
Yeah.
They're all very peace, love. Blur. Yeah. Wasn't that what it was? Peace, love, unity, and respect.
I can't even finish. I can't believe you know that. I've never even heard of that.
I'm embarrassed. So no. What you do, you remember the
bracelets
called Candy? They were called Candy.
I never did that, but yeah.
So these bracelets, guys, you would go get the little beads with letters or pictures or little hearts, whatever, and you would make little sayings, anything. It could be the name of a song. It could be peace, love, respect. It could be love one another. Anything hippie related was on the bead. So what you did is you go to somebody at the festival and you would line your fingers together, peace, so fingertip to fingertip, and then you would create a heart with both of your fingers for love, and then unity would be like flat palm to palm, and then respect, you would interlock your fingers.
Good gosh.
I love how this is coming off in the tone of educational, but it's cheesy. And then you would take one of your bracelets and you'd slide it over their hand onto their wrist, and then they would give you one of theirs. And right. That was like the sharing candy community.
I remember seeing a lot of girls just like lined up.
Yeah. Like up past their elbows.
Yeah.
That's not even comfortable.
I know. And some people were dressed like insane, but awesome. True. But it was very kind of like express yourself and have fun. It's lighthearted. No one's going to judge you. Just have fun.
That's very true. The outfits. Let's talk about the outfits.
And we could talk about outfits at country concerts, too.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, man, overalls. But Tomorrow World, you had a little captain's hat, didn't you?
I did.
Did you take that down with you?
Yes, I did.
So you were prepared to be a little dressed up.
Yeah, a little bit. I wasn't like wearing like a
butterfly wing.
Yeah. I never did that. But I planned some of my outfits, always made sure I had flats because I wanted to dance. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important that we tell people about Tomorrow World, the different stages.
Yes.
So there's not just like electric music. There's like a techno one. Mm-hmm. I went there for a hot second just to see it. And I was like, this is really aggressive. I'm walking away.
And then there's trance.
Yeah, and progressive music.
Mm-hmm, house.
Which is like, yeah, house. And like beachy kind of music. Mm-hmm. And I'm into that. So, you know, it's interesting. And you just kind of wear what you want and have fun and meet people and walk around and camp with your best friends. It's cool.
It's the best. I mean, there were seven stages and they were pretty far apart. So once you left your campsite for the day, you kind of made sure you were going to be gone, like had everything for at least 4 hours.
Right.
Then you would go back and kind of take a break. But then you get back out there because there were so many artists. I mean, each stage had a list per day. So if you think about seven stages, each having a list of artists per day, you couldn't get it to all of them. You kind of had to map out where you wanted to go for the day. What was your, did you do like colorful outfits or more like
bright? Colors. I like bright colors, too.
Me too. Me too. So. The first year, I don't... Oh, wait. Never mind. I lied. The first year, Yvonne and I... I wonder if you'll know her. It was both your friends. I think she did costume design at the University of Akron.
Maybe Kendra?
Maybe. She loaned us two leotards. One was light purple and one was black. And then we each got... I got a purple wig and she got a blue wig. And then we got those furry boots that came up to like your knees and fishnets.
That's yeah. fun though. Hey. That it's kind of wild. Like a costume party, honestly.
It is. And people also like to represent where they're from or where they came right. from. So because my father was Colombian, I brought a big old Colombian flag. Oh,
that's
me.
Cool.
I also brought an American flag as well. Yeah. I'm American. But it was cool because at one of the stages, I believe it was main stage, there was an entire group of Colombians, all who came separately, who, you know, like me, either had a father or mother who came here or they themselves were from there. So Yvonne and I are dancing and she's like, Hannah, look over there. You know, like there's all these Colombians. She's like, go dance with them. So I like waddled over there with my flag.
They well, love that, I'm sure.
You know what I mean? And oh, then yeah. we ended up having this huge picture together and I don't know any of them, but, you know, looking back, it's cool to be like, hey, at one point, these were a bunch of Colombians that I was with.
That's cool.
It was a really cool experience. A lot of people hold those flags in the crowd.
Right.
What were those other things called? The totem poles.
Yeah.
Is that what they were called?
Yeah.
And people had like, they had like thinking. Weird yes. like cats, like the cat memes on them or like treat yourself from Parks and Rec. It was yeah. like that kind of stuff.
It's cool. I honestly feel that people don't realize that EDM is on, it's mainstream now.
It is.
So when you listen to, what's a radio station around here?
Like 96.5.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. is, they play they do. Mainstream EDM.
And don't they have like a Friday night music. Thing now?
I'm not sure.
Where they play for like a certain amount of hours only EDM, which I think is pretty cool.
It is cool.
Wait. I worked at an EDM station yeah. in Florida. It went by so fast. But that was also a big part of me getting even deeper into the culture. I had looked it up before I went down, found out there was an EDM radio station down there, ended up getting a job. And through them, I got to go to a few more festivals. And it was really neat because I was getting different kind of passes than I would be as going as like general admission. It was fantastic.
That
it was
is
like
so
the
cool.
best before I got pregnant. So going to like the clubs before I got pregnant and going into the shows was really cool. You can go up by the DJ booth. And then after pregnancy, I did still go. I went to shows. I wouldn't be hanging around the smokers area and all that kind of stuff. But as far as like a festival, Okeechobee Festival, I went to that while I was pregnant and I had to Google if the bass was going to rock me. Literally. You came to the station.
That was so neat.
You and Kelly.
I was so proud of you.
I know.
And I was like a guest adult. On air.
It's true.
It was.
Oh, yeah. Before we went live, we used to do recordings, and I would ask my friends to call in and be the callers for the day. That's so cool.
That was so cool. I was so proud of you. And I still am.
You guys got to hang. Well, thank you. You guys got to hang around Wynwood that day, which was hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
I remember you guys texting me from that store because I said, you know, go wander while I finish yeah. working. And you guys were like, they don't speak English.
So I don't know what to do. What am I doing? Where am I at? They're angry with us. So we should probably make our way back.
Were you guys like, wasn't it a dress? Was she asking about a price of a dress?
Yeah. And they were not happy with us. And I didn't know what to do. So I was like, Kelly, come on. We should probably get out of here.
It's a bit of culture shock down there.
It is.
Honestly.
I love Miami, though.
It's so fun.
It's so cool.
We need to plan a trip there soon.
Yes.
Girls. Well, not even a girls trip. Even if the guys came, it's still a lot of fun.
Oh, for sure.
What about you? What's your favorite genre?
I love EDM.
Good.
But I also like country music.
Oh, yes, she does.
And I like easy listening. I know it sounds crazy, but I love Dean Martin.
Yes, you
I
do.
Love Frank Sinatra, mm-hmm. especially around Christmas. Phil bought me a record player, and I bought a bunch of records, and I just...
That is good Christmas music.
I know.
Gives you that, like, how do you even describe it? It's like a comfort.
Right.
It's comforting music.
It makes you feel bougie
it
or
really
elegant.
Does. Like a white fur jacket
oh,
with
yes.
like...
With champagne, darling.
Yeah.
So I'll take my presents now, please.
No, but seriously, I really enjoy that music. It makes me think of my family and my grandmother and everybody. So
I was just going to ask, was there anybody in your family who influenced you my with mom, that music?
My mom really showed us a lot of genres, so mm-hmm. I was very lucky.
Would you guys like belt them through the house?
Oh, yeah. Making some spaghetti. Hey, that's amore.
I'm pretty sure you had that music playing while we made that spaghetti
we
sauce.
We did. We're so...
We're really
I'm
into
so
it.
Cheesy, okay?
No, it's the best. That's it was what life's cool. all about.
It is. But my mom doesn't really like country. That
oh,
just
no?
That came about because I grew up in the country. Mm-hmm. So I was around people that played it. And my dad kind of likes it, but he doesn't really mm-hmm. listen to it. And my sister likes it. So, you know.
Do you think it was more like high school and like junior high with hearing it with other people?
For
that
sure.
That got you into it.
I remember being on the bus as a child and they would play country music.
Ugh. I'm it's true, kidding. Though. It's true.
It's so true. I wonder if they still do that.
Oh, I'm sure they do. Like, with it was like it came out at the front of the bus. Like, her
yeah, but we
speaker.
Were kids. They didn't talk about chugging Crown Royal
no.
or chugging
Fireball.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. No, you're right. It was more, you know, about America, soldiers, love.
Right. 90s country is amazing. Yeah. You like 90s
you're right.
country.
You're right. Now, you have to know a little side story about Tara and Phil's house. After a certain hour, all country music, karaokeing, just sing-alongs, and oh, late-night yeah. eating. And they
and
know,
just, like, putting your arms around each other
yes.
and just swaying. Or,
I have
I'm
so
dancing
many
with John.
It's true, but you guys have so much fun doing it, and you know every word. Like, every single word.
I know, it's crazy.
It's not until you do get to the 90s that I'm like, all right, cool. I know these ones. I hate it. No, but that's the thing.
You do
I don't
not.
Hate,
yeah.
I don't hate 90s country. I think I hate new pop country because it yeah. all sounds the same.
There's a lot of people that do, really. It's right. poppy now.
It really is poppy.
But I still can get down, so.
I don't know why. What? I don't know where my hatred, it's not hatred. I don't know where my dislike stems from.
You hate to love it.
Can't take it.
And now James.
My dog got killed by a skunk oh in the backyard again. How many times? How many dogs do you have?
But now James.
He loves it.
He loves it.
He's killing me.
I love that he loves it.
So Saturday night at our fire, yes. we had a Memorial Day barbecue on Saturday. And my husband, well, it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, right? 1 or 2. It was yeah. late, and he loves, what's his name? Hunting, fishing.
Luke Bryan.
And he will not stop playing the song. Anybody's house we go to, anybody that gives him the control of the speaker, it just plays over and over again. And he does, like, dancing. He took off his shirt.
He did? I don't. I did not see that.
Yeah, he's truly into country music. When he first came over here, the first summer he was here, they went up to his show at Blossom, Jason Aldean, and he fell in love. I remember he called me, we weren't even like officially dating at that point, and he called me, he's like, walking through Blossom, drunk as a skunk, because that's how it goes at Country Fest. He's like, oh, there were people playing like cornhole before. I'm like, it's called tailgating.
Yes.
That's totally normal, especially for a country concert. But he kept raving about Jason Aldean and how much like he loved country now.
I love Blossom.
Yeah, Blossom's a
good Jason Aldean was good. I saw Jason Aldean in Pittsburgh, and he was really good. But moving back to Blossom, going to a place that is known for tailgating and partying yeah. for any type of music mm-hmm. is pretty fun.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Everybody... I mean, it's just like Tomorrow World. Everybody mm-hmm. wants to be your friend. Yep. Everyone's coming up. Hey, you know, can I play? Or, you know,
yep.
just hanging out.
Or asking for like a fourth. Like, oh, we need a fourth on cornhole or beer pong. Yeah. You want to come play? It's so much fun. Plus,
it is.
On top of dodging the $10 beer prices when you get in
right.
there. So much money to drink at a concert. It's like, don't you want us to get loose and have a good time? And you don't want us to bring anything in, but you're charging... I mean, at some of the clubs in Miami, a round of two Budweisers would be like $24.
Oh my gosh.
I don't understand. I don't know. Maybe they don't want people to get too rowdy, which people tend to do at like rock shows. Have you ever been to, besides my brother's, a Screamo show?
That was awesome.
That was fun.
No, I haven't.
Ugh, I don't recommend it.
I've been to rock shows, but not like the...
What is that? Heavy metal? Is
like heavy metal. No, I haven't. Oh, actually, I went to Warped Tour.
That seems like that music would be there.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
And I crowd surfed. Oh my God. You didn't notice about me.
You really underestimated not going to a rock show.
I forgot.
You have been.
I forgot about this.
Tell us.
I went to Warped Tour in Pittsburgh with some of my friends. I think it was freshman year in college, and they picked me up at my parents' house.
Oh.
And my mom's like, be careful. Oh, God, going be to careful. Tour, I'm going to Warped Tour. And Warped Tour has everything there.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't remember who it was or what band was playing, but it started to get aggressive.
Oh, God.
And people were not happy and started to, like, smush me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tapped the person next to me. I was like, lift me up. I swear, this is a God's honest truth. I swear. I'm like, lift me up. Get me out of here. Get me out of here.
Ugh.
And they lifted me up and I crowd surfed my way out of
Are
there.
Are you serious?
Swear on everything.
Were you not terrified you were going to go inward, like in stage? How'd you
I went in stage.
Oh.
Yeah.
Safer up there?
They just kept pushing me. Kept crowd surfing my way out. I swear. That's pretty
scary.
Cool.
Those, you're right about the aggressiveness, though.
Oh, my gosh.
I went to...
And I'm pretty sure, I mean, I might have had a few drinks. No, I didn't. Because no? We drank a little bit before.
Yeah,
but
you never drank before you were 21.
But you couldn't. I couldn't drink at the concert. So, it was scary.
The only time I experienced aggressive behavior was, we went to the show. Garrett was there. I remember Garrett, my friend Scott were there, down in Columbus. And, oh, God, what was her name? Buck Cherry.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Buck Cherry, Saliva, and a couple other bands.
Oh, gosh.
They had the mosh pit.
That's what it is.
Yeah, the mosh pit. And you know Garrett, he's 7 foot tall. So literally had to, like, stand behind him. And I remember he just took the crowd, put his arms out, and whoosh, like, pushed forward so the mosh pit would kind of, like, change location. Instead of being in the part of the crowd we were in. But it was like, how's that fun?
It's not. I was really afraid.
Somebody tell me. I would love to know how, like, pushing each other.
And punching each other in the face and running in circles. They run in
really
a circle, don't they?
Yeah.
I remember walking back and I was just watching. And I'm like, first off, I am not the biggest fan of that type of music, but I like to experience different music. Mm-hmm. It's educational, first off. You get to know different people, and it's just kind of fun to learn.
Yeah. But I feel like, this is not obviously a true or factual statement, but if you're somebody who enjoys that music to that level, I think there's something inside of you that might be a little angry. Maybe not like anger management level, but you got some aggression that you like to release in that manner. Not saying you're aggressive at other points in your life, but when you go to those shows, you obviously enjoy being like...
Right.
I don't...
A lot of people actually listen to that type of music while they're working out.
Yep.
It gets them pumped up, gets them going.
I guess that's my new playlist.
Yeah.
I went to see Avenged Sevenfold, and that was a new experience for me, especially because there's many of things in my life that I have done that are ungodly, not claiming that I haven't. But when you're there and, like, their backdrop is, like, Satan on a throne.
Yeah.
And, like, death all around them. I'm like, I went, just like you said, because I wanted to experience it. Scott and Garrett love them. I think our friend Jack does as well. And I was like, you know, whatever. I want to go bond with my friends. I'm going to go to this. And I did. I had fun. You know, we had plenty of selfies with, like, my tongue out. Like rage or whatever you do. But there were plenty of points during the show where I stopped and I was listening to lyrics and I was like, yep, not really my cup of tea. Don't agree with it. Doesn't do anything for me. And then I went out and there were protesters. I'm like, oh my God, the Lord is going to strike me dead right now. They like handed a pamphlet to me that said like, are you going to hell? And I'm like, I hope not after just watching that show. But it was a very, it was dark. You know what I mean? I like electronic because it's fun and upbeat and makes me dance.
Lighthearted.
I like to dance. Music for me, I mean, if it doesn't make me dance or groove or sing along, it just doesn't do it for me. And I guess music like that just doesn't.
Yeah, same.
The hardest I'll do, I guess, is like alternative rock.
Mm-hmm.
Like on XM, I think they have Lithium or Alt Nation. That kind of stuff I can deal with. Right. Or indie rock. I love indie music. I guess if I'm not listening to electronic music, I go to my Pandora and I put on indie dance radio. And it's just the kind of music where occasionally there'll be a little more upbeat one. So if you're like cleaning, you like a little dance break. But other than that, it's, I don't know, like homey kind of music. Make you feel good. Makes you feel good. Really good. Which is what you should get out of music. I don't know.
I agree.
I haven't been to any shows. Oh, wait, never mind. I went to Broken Bells in Columbus a couple years back.
What was the best concert you've ever been to?
Oh, my gosh. You know, that's hard. That's really hard in the lifespan of concerts. I'd say the most recent, which would hold up high to all time, would be either Rufus Du Sol or Odessa. Because they are electronic groups, but they do like a live show, live instruments.
That's so cool. So
it's extreme. Odessa's was at the Jacobs Pavilion last summer, and they had an entire drum line in the front, like 10 guys. So all of their music is very like, like that. Yeah. And they had all of that live on top of using their decks. So it was so cool.
That is super cool. So I would love to see that.
You should. I think, I don't know if they're doing another tour. I think Rufus Du Sol is coming to Michigan. I don't know. I can't remember. But totally worth seeing. Duke Dumont was another one who as well used their decks, but he had a guitarist and a drummer on the other side of him. So it just like amplified the whole show. Something that you wouldn't think you could do with instruments with that genre. Anyway, back to country. Do you think, like, if you're in the car on the way home on a Friday, what are you throwing on?
Oh, gosh.
What is it?
Depends on what I'm doing that night, who I'm hanging out with.
Mm-hmm.
That is?
Really?
I get warmed up, you know? No. No, it depends on the weather.
Yeah, that's true.
I honestly like to play country music more in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what I listen to in the winter, to be honest. Probably EDM. I don't know.
It's cold outside.
Oh, yes.
But what about, okay, let's call it June 7th, Friday, sun's out, and you're going to hang out with your sister.
Ooh.
Ooh, I threw it in there. You thought I was going to say me.
I know. I was like, who's she going to say? You know what? My sister's really good at making playlists.
Really?
So if I was traveling to see her, I would probably just put on Pandora or she likes country as well. And mm-hmm. she likes EDM.
Really?
She's kind of like me. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I went to go see Tiesto with her.
Oh, I did know that. You're right. Yes. You're right. Yeah.
And we made poor Phil, around his birthday mm-hmm. in Vegas, go to Calvin Harris.
Hey.
And
that's a good show.
We went to Tiesto with him. He's not the biggest fan of EDM, but he does it because
he loves you.
Yeah, so.
And after a few beers, it's a good time.
It's so much fun.
Speaking of playlists, though, I have not made a playlist in so long. Like, when you were a kid, A, for yourself, you did it. Or if you had a crush on somebody and you thought that they needed to know your music taste, you made them playlists. I mean, like, burnt CDs.
I mean, oh, yeah.
I don't think I ever made, like, an iTunes list and sent it to somebody.
Do you still have CDs and playlists?
I do have CDs somewhere. I'm not sure where they are.
We need to find them and have one night where we play our burnt CDs.
I have, like... yellow card, and I think my real burning area did start with like electronic music. Definitely way different than what I listen to now. I mean, there's this one song I can't even say on here, but I would just like blare it, and now I listen back, I'm like, I'm so glad nobody knows this when I was listening to. My God. But I don't listen to lyrics. Well, I didn't. When I was younger, I didn't listen to a lot of the lyrics. It was more like if I liked the beat.
You didn't really understand what they were saying either. I didn't
care. And like when I would tell a crush or a friend to listen to a song, again, I wasn't necessarily thinking about the words that I was saying. I was just like, oh, this is a cool song. Listen. But think about like Juvenile. When we were a kid,
I was a big fan.
Woman, won't you back that? Really? We were like 12.
But have you listened to 2000s hip hop on Pandora?
No.
It is life.
Really?
If I'm on a road trip, I love listening to that. I mean, it makes you have fun.
And you know the lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
Do you listen to, you know, present hip hop and R&B?
A little bit, but not as much as I did. I mean, it was really popular when we were growing up. Country wasn't as popular, but now it's the opposite. I feel that country music is a little bit more popular than...
Well, because rap, I'm sorry to anybody who's listening, including my husband James, I'm not a rap person. And I guess, I mean, it's hard to say. I guess like early 2000s was hip-hop. And there was a little rap in there. I mean, 50 Cent is considered a rap artist.
Right.
I know all those old songs and the lyrics to those, or like Nas and stuff like that, but I couldn't even list you a rapper right now. And I'm glad because the lyrics are awful. My nephew's 12 years old is walking around singing or rapping lyrics to some of these songs. And I'm like, do you even know what that means? Like, you shouldn't know what that means. But it's what's popular with the kids.
So I have a question. Have you ever been to a rap concert?
You know, I don't believe I have. Mm-mm. If the Cottonmouth Kings are considered rap, I had tickets to their show once, but it got canceled. I don't think I have. Have you?
Yes.
What is that like?
It is awesome. Is it intense? I had so much fun. I went to go see Nelly.
Okay.
And the St. Lunatics.
Oh, wait. I have seen Tyrese. That doesn't. Yeah.
No way. Oh.
I was like 13.
I know. I was young too.
That's way too young for us to be going to rap shows.
I know.
Well, that's like hip hop. But anyway, continue talking about Nelly.
I went to see Usher. He's more R&B. And who else? I'm pretty sure I can't remember who it was.
Have you seen like Lil Wayne?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, I've seen Lil Wayne too. I forgot about that.
Gosh.
I saw Lil Wayne. Pretty sure I saw the Ying Yang Twins.
Heck yes. Oh my gosh. I used to rap Shake. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
What, how does that go? Mentirosa, mentirosa, mentirosa. I know all the words to that song.
Oh gosh. And like I can't believe that.
Fergie did a little rapping in hers as well.
I saw Fergie too.
My goodness. That's crazy. You've seen them all.
You know who I saw Fergie with?
Who?
My mom.
Really?
My dad. And my sister.
Her outfits are provocative for a family show.
Well, we were in Vegas, and I was like, I got you guys Fergie tickets.
Oh, that's
Fergie
the best.
Has a whole different type of music, though.
It's true. She's fun. But I have not. I'm jealous of your rap list or your R&B rap list.
I was young, too. My sister went to most of them with me because my mom's like, no, you need somebody there. She went to Usher with me, though. My mom's pretty cool. She goes to different
She's
concerts
hip to the
sometimes.
Hop.
Oh, yeah.
When we went to the Tyrese one, I think that's his name, Tyrese, right?
Oh, yeah. How could you forget?
He was doing a contest on 96.5, or I think it was 96.5 back then, and whoever had the best sign in the audience was going to get called on the stage for a prize. Well, heck yeah. My friend Katie Ritzman, that was her maiden name, her mom told us about it and was like, girls, let's go get some supplies. Let's make them. We're going to go to the show. I don't think it was specifically for him. It was 96.5 having like one of their shows where there were multiple artists there.
Right.
So we made these signs which were so PG, by the way. I had colorful pipe cleaners that kind of look like ladybugs with, like, glitter. I mean, we went all out. Like, pick us. We got matching capris that were, like, jean gauchos from Walmart with these white to-the-shoulder tank tops with rhinestone writing on the front of them. I don't even know what it said, like, Bebe or something. Matching white platform shoes and then braided our hair in pigtails.
That is cute.
You'd think it's cute. It is very cute. It's very PG. Well, we get to this show, and Tyrese is, like, shirtless half the time, and he goes to pick his winners. These two older people in front of us were nice enough to lift us up on their shoulders, and we were holding ours up. We were so cheesy, excited, and he pointed at us, and he winked, and he smiled, and he's like, oh, we're going to need someone older than that. And he got somebody and got on stage, did like a striptease grind for them. So obviously, as 13-year-old girls, we're never going to get picked for that. In our jean gauchos.
That's so funny.
Her mom was, like, back in the stand. Like, you could see, like, oh, yeah. I don't want you going up there for that. He was, like, doing that, like, you know, his moves. Where he, like,
oh, yeah.
Goes down like the little snake on the floor. And then back up your body. And, like, we're sitting there, like, in the crowd, like, I wish we could be up there right now. We would have got, or he would have gotten arrested. So that was my only R&B show that I can remember off the top of my head.
Usher was basically the same.
Really? Like, all sexual, oh, yeah. Right?
And you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's very, it should be like 18 and over for those shows.
It should, but.
I mean, I don't really want to give any recognition to R. Kelly, but his shows were also the same. He was very much shirtless and provocative, and I think he would have people up on the stage, young girls, and dance with them.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, well, he wasn't checking their IDs, no, was he?
Nope.
Anyway, speaking of on stage, musicals. You're really into musicals, or you were, and you were in some yourself.
Yes.
Tell me about those.
Okay. Yeah, I love musicals. I was in a few musicals in high school, and in college we had a student theater group.
Okay.
They would have annual cabaret company shows. So they would just take a bunch of songs from different musicals, and you were able to sing different songs. It was cool. It was so cool.
Is that kind of thing, like, outside of practice or rehearsal, you were kind of just singing around your house to get prepared for?
Oh, yeah.
I can only imagine.
You know me. I'm all about
fun.
I'm singing at the top of my lungs.
What was your high school musical?
I was in a bunch of high school musicals. Freshman year, I was in Beauty and the Beast.
Ooh. Who were you in Beauty and the Beast?
I was the little librarian, which is a male in which is a male in the movie version.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, I was a little freshman.
Yeah.
You know, I was making my way.
That's brave freshman year.
It was. Sophomore year, I was in South Pacific, and I can't remember my name. Junior year, I was in Into the Woods.
What's that?
Awesome.
Is that a movie now?
It is a movie.
Okay. All right.
Basically, it's a bunch of different characters from numerous fairy tales, such
as
Little Red Riding Hood,
Rapunzel.
Cinderella. Yes.
Yeah.
That was cool. I was the witch, which was my first
lead.
Yes.
How exciting.
I know.
Did you have to be all nasty?
I did.
How, what was your makeup like?
I wore a mask, a silicone mask, and in the middle of the musical, she becomes beautiful.
Yeah, she does.
So she takes it off, and I had to take off the mask that they glued to my face on stage.
On stage?
But I had my back turned away from the audience.
When you turned around, were you beautiful?
Yes. Ah. Then my senior year, I was in Greece, and I was Rizzo.
Were you?
Oh, yeah.
Was it because you had dark hair, you think?
Yeah, probably. But that was like that girl. I wasn't that. Oh, God.
Oh, you were that girl?
But they're probably like, Tara's not going to care. Do it.
All right.
And I rocked it.
You threw some pizzazz in it, right?
Yes.
Have you ever been to musicals other than your own?
Yes. I've been to a ton of musicals. I grew up always going to Broadway. That's what introduce me to really enjoying theater and musical theater. I saw The Lion King, Mamma Mia, Phantom of the Opera. I wish I really want to see Rent.
I want to see something. I haven't been ever.
We should go.
I would love to do that. Have you seen Cats? That's a popular
one. I haven't. I would love to see Cats.
Our friend Rachel enjoys going as well. She goes with her grandma and her aunt, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be so much fun. I mean, what they have at Playhouse Square, right?
Yeah.
Do they usually have a lot that come there? Like popular ones?
Yeah, they do have a season where you can just buy a bunch of tickets and then go see it whenever.
That'd be fun. That's an adult thing to do. I mean, you went as, you know, growing up, but as far as like things that you could do on your weekends as an adult, musical or shows, like that would be great.
I even like going to college performances. I mean, I've seen a lot of musicals in different plays, but I really enjoy the musicals.
That's good.
I do.
That's a good thing.
But do you know what I really enjoy?
What do you
going
enjoy?
To and seeing and performing in karaoke?
Oh my gosh. I was like nervous when you were gonna say.
Hannah does the best at Etta James.
Etta James at last. They always get me. It takes a lot of liquid encouragement from you to do that, but I do enjoy it when you're doing it.
She rocks it, people.
My bachelorette party, they kept insisting. We went to a place where there wasn't even karaokeing. It was a piano bar, a dueling piano bar. I don't know if you guys ever heard of these before, but it's a bar where there's two pianos and they just play songs back and forth to each other that guests put in. So you get a little piece of paper, write what you want them to play, and they do it. Well, my bachelorette squad was very insistent on me singing Etta James because had heard me before. So they went up there. They kept putting the song in and not getting played. I'm drinking like martinis, mixed drinks, beers, whatever I can to get encouragement. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, guys, I need like tea and honey.
I know.
So they went up to the bar for me and they got hot water with lemon and honey in it.
That's what I asked the lady. I was like, do you have tea? No. I need hot water and lemon, stat.
Well, the guy finally pulls Etta James, and I think he told you guys, like, he didn't know how to play it?
Oh, yeah.
How did this go down? How did I get on stage?
You just went.
Oh, man.
We kept tipping the guy. We're like, come on.
No.
It's her bachelorette
party.
They
had a security guard because you're not supposed to jump on stage. And I can't remember who. They're like, no, it's fine. She's the bachelorette. And the guy just improvised and I started singing. And I don't know if there's a video of that somewhere.
Somebody I don't know. I was so proud.
Unbelievable.
She's awesome at it. She really is.
I do love it. At the Halloween party, you did a few songs. You did great. I remember coming down and you were worried about it, like, I don't know how to sound. And you, like, rocked it up there, but I can't remember what you sang.
I made you guys sing karaoke my birthday.
Oh, my goodness. That was so much fun.
I love it.
Karaokeing brings friends together or strangers. It does. You just need a little liquid encouragement.
That's right.
I mean, some people don't. You see some people at the bar, like, drinking pop.
And some people are really surprising on how amazing they are. I'm like, where did that come from?
Makes you wonder, why didn't they go for it? Why didn't they go for the big dream and become a singer?
Yes.
It's hard. It's a hard world out there.
It is.
But I do love karaoke.
Okay, one last question, and then we should probably go into tips.
Yep.
It's going to be a hard question.
Gosh, I'm scared.
What is your favorite song?
Oh, my gosh.
Or what song means the most to you?
This is the hardest question of my entire life.
I know.
Means the most to me.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I've talked to Pete about this and my sister and
my
family. I honestly am like, if you guys don't play this at my funeral.
I know which one it is. It's Sweet. No.
Mine?
Oh, God. I know which one it is. I know your song from I Thought I Saw a Spider. When you, John, Phil, and I were singing The Kitchen last, oh my gosh, I want to be able to tell everybody that I know it, but I can't think of it.
Amarillo by
Yes,
mine.
That's what
yes!
it is. So that's your favorite song.
No. That song just means a lot to me. I don't know why. It's about a bull rider.
Got a lot in common with bull riders.
Oh, gosh. But it's about living free.
Okay. Yeah, that's important.
That, I think, is nice. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. I guess I'm a loser and I don't have a funeral song yet. I don't know which
it's
one.
It's probably a good thing that you don't have. I have, like, a whole playlist, which is insane, but... I mean, I have some Jack Johnson songs, a Bob Marley song.
Really good. Bob Marley's good. I guess I just have never been someone to pinpoint down. I have usually what is, you know, at that moment of my life, but I don't think I've had anything carry on to be like the most permanent favorite song or meaningful song to me. And if I have, I can't think of it right now.
Just sometimes I feel songs come into your life during a specific moment. Mm-hmm. Maybe you were changing as a person, or you ended a relationship, or you are upset because someone's sick, or anything.
Well, Rufus the Soul, you were right. That was James and I, our wedding song. And that, so you mentioned something that happened at a point in life. James and I were dating, and then things, because he was from a different country, were going to be changing. And Rufus the Soul, you were right, was a song that played, and it just like, I felt in my soul, like in my gut. It would make me cry. And it's not even a crying song. It's a dance song. But the melodies in it and everything like really struck my heart. So I guess that would still be, and it is one of my favorite songs. And I do put it on every now and then still. Yeah, it really spoke to my soul. And if you guys are going to go listen to it after this, you're going to laugh and be like, oh, it's like a dance song. But for me, it explained a lot about how I felt for James at the time.
I loved him, and I couldn't tell him.
So you have a favorite song then that isn't your funeral song?
Some people have to think I'm super morbid. No. I apologize.
Nope. Isn't it hard?
It's so hard. I just like Amarillo by Morning because, I mean, I've explained, but I don't know. It's really hard question. Honestly, I don't know if I'll ever be able to answer that question. Mm-mm. I hope I'm not able to answer that question.
Yeah.
I just have a playlist of songs.
That you enjoy listening to.
That mean a lot to me.
Do you whether have like it's a about... sad playlist?
No.
Like when you want to shed a tear?
No. I shed tears just by reading Christmas cards.
Oh my God. I used to put on Moulin cards. Rouge when I wanted to, like,
really?
Have a cry. Oh, I love Moulin Rouge. I know every word to that movie. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
How wonderful life is.
My sister Sarah's going to hear that, and that's a shout-out to you.
Hey.
I love that movie.
That is a good movie.
Oh, that is what got me into enjoying musicals as far as movies go, because I just, oh, my gosh. I can't describe it, people. If you haven't seen it, probably too late. But still, it's a great movie, and the songs in it, and about love. I'm a huge lovey person, especially when I was younger. I would listen to songs that pulled a string in the heart. I guess that's kind of a genre I kind of skipped, almost like love songs. I used to love love songs. And whoever I liked at the time, I would think about them and listen to it. I'm a softy, but I think it's tip time.
Tip time. Tip number one, share your music, people.
Yeah, if you hear a good song, you should send it to someone. Or, you know, it's 2019, you can share it right from the app, so...
Yeah. It
takes like zero work. You can just share it with somebody.
Do you ever Shazam and then send it?
Yes.
I love Shazam.
I love Shazam. Share the love. Share the love, everybody. Yes.
Tip number two, listen to different types of music, whether it's easy listening, whether it's reggaeton or jazz or rap, anything that helps you explore the world through music.
Great music out there, guys, all over the world.
Tip number three, go to live shows.
Yeah, there's so many people that I've met in adulthood who have not been to a concert.
And if you're like us and our friends are like, hey, come to this concert, and you're like, nah, not so much. But then we went.
Yep. And you have a good time.
Yeah.
You might find a new genre that you love.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and live shows, you boogie. You get to boogie down. That's what it's all about.
That's right. Tip number four, educate your children.
Mm-hmm. That's how I got into music. My dad, some of my fondest memories are him putting on salsa music when we were a kid, and we would just dance in the living room. That's so cute. And I would go down and I'd see my family in Florida, and I like fit in just because my dad taught me about that. I mean, he taught me about classic rock as well, but it was just, I don't know, it was really neat to see my own culture and be involved in it.
Our oldies are going to be Ace of Base.
Oh my gosh, it's so true.
You know?
I saw the sun.
Yes. And different other music.
Yes. Now just Ace of Base.
Yeah. Tip number five. Make a playlist.
I need to do that more often, Tara. I tend to just shuffle.
I love playlists. Like I said before, my sister is known for making awesome playlists.
What do you guys use?
She just does it on iTunes.
iTunes. I don't utilize iTunes enough.
Oh, I love iTunes.
I use my apps like Google Play or Pandora, where you don't have to.
That's true.
Because you can choose a genre and just play the station. So I guess that's kind of a playlist, but you're right. It's more interesting to make a playlist.
Especially when you're with friends,
mm-hmm.
and you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's her song. Yeah. I got to put that on there, you know? It's fun.
And it helps you not to, like, in the middle of a party, you don't have to interrupt to go do that. If you just have a playlist going, you know, you have a good time.
Especially if you're, like, going to the beach and you're playing country songs about the beach. EDM about the
Bob
beach.
Bob Marley.
Oh, you know, that's cool. Tip number six, find good workout music.
It's so important. If I'm like today, I went to work out. I heard a song on the way to the gym that I was like, yeah, this will do. And then I got there and I wanted to learn about lower buttocks workouts. So I had to go to YouTube while I was working out, and not having that music in the background like ruined me. I was like, this isn't fun anymore. I'd like stop watching the educational video to go back to my music. Like, pumps you up.
Oh, yeah.
What do you like? Do you like dance music?
Yes.
Yeah. Dance music's great because it's got those, like, hard beats. Like, boom, 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 boom. You're like, yeah.
And if you like muscles. Hard metal, go for it.
I mean, if pumping that's your thing, gosh, wouldn't you just, like, break the bench you're sitting on?
Yeah. Okay. Tip number seven.
The best tip of all.
Follow us on Instagram at Inside the Laundry Room or on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, at Inside the Laundry Room. Remember, you guys can check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify.
Yeah.
We out there in the world now, Tara.
Oh, man.
We actually might, we're not going to promise this, but we might touch on music again next episode because there's so much we just didn't get to talk about.
We have to. And we're very passionate about music.
We're very passionate about music. Thank you guys so much for stopping by the Laundry Room. We look forward to chatting with you guys again. Until next time.
Bye guys.